Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green from HugeProfitsTinyList.com. This is the online marketing tips call that is turned into a podcast so people around the world can subscribe and get information on how they can build a successful business online as an online entrepreneur. So our topic of this week is, it's 2014, now what? So I take time during December to really slow down, to really reflect, to think about what worked for me, what I enjoyed doing during that year, and how I want to change things up for the next year. I see so many people that really didn't skip a beat. They kept emailing every single day. You almost would not have known that a year had changed, that we had taken down the old calendar and put up the new one. So it's not even changing a page, turning the page in the calendar. It's a brand new calendar. And I believe that we really need to take this time to think about what we are doing and how we want to move forward. And I'm going to share a few things with you. I'm also going to open up the line so people can give a shout out to their name and their website and ask their question live. But first, I want to talk about a couple of things. First, the ICANN.org, ICANN, made new rules and regulations regarding domains at the first of the year 2014, so just a couple of days ago. And I found this out when I logged into my registrar, which I use GoDaddy for that, and my domains were really locked, which meant everything worked the way it had worked, but when I wanted to make a change to a domain, I wasn't able to, because they said that I hadn't confirmed my email address. So I tried to do that, and it wasn't taking. I called up GoDaddy, and they said that everybody was going to have to go through this. So I encourage you to contact your registrar and see what you need to do. Basically, all you need to do is verify your email address, which is why we want to use one email address for everything we do related to our business. So when I join other people's list, I have one email I use for that. When I'm dealing with my business, I have one email for that. And it's so important to do that so that you can confirm things and keep your business moving smoothly no matter what changes are made. Another thing I want to share with you, I received an email from a man right on the afternoon of January 1st. And he wrote to me, and he was really very upset. He said that he had been on my list for at least 2 years and that he just hadn't made any money. He was frustrated. He felt like that I could make money, but that he couldn't, that most people couldn't. And I did some research in my email to see. He had ordered one course from me over the period of, it was almost 3 years, actually, he's been on my list. And it was a $47 course. And when I wrote back, I asked him, you know, what did he do around that? That was a course on building niche sites. And I said, where is your main site, your main blog, so I can take a look? I'll be happy to take a look and, you know, give you some information, some tips. And he wrote back, and he never did anything with the course that he took from me, and he still wasn't blogging. So I would encourage you to really think about this, because this is very sad. This man has probably spent a fortune with other people's courses and maybe even coaching and the like, and yet he didn't take that first step. He didn't lay the foundation by starting his own WordPress site. So you must have this. It's your home base, and we only want to buy from people that we get to know, get to like, and are able to trust, because they have that home base. So that's so important. All right, anything else that I want to share? Oh, one last thing that I'd like to share before I open the line is the way I think of having time for my business each day is related to how many minutes of daylight we have. So I always say that December 21st is really my favorite day of the year because that's the shortest day of the year. We have the least light. And beginning the next day, we start having a few seconds or finally a few minutes of additional light every single day. So today is January 3rd, and we have 49 seconds more of light than we did yesterday. Tomorrow we will have 53 seconds more. Now this may seem silly, but I function better in the daylight. Many people do. So having these additional minutes, this is all extra time. And you can go to a site called timeanddate.com to their world clock. And I'm looking at the rising and setting times for the sun for the month of January 2014. I think it's fascinating. And I think of this as additional time to do my business. So maybe you will as well. All right, let me open the lines. All right, and let's see who has a question for me. I see that Dee Terrell is on the line. Are you there?
Yes, you're absolutely right, Connie.
How are you?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
All right, well, do you have a question for me?
I do. I know you have a five-prong approach, which consists of doing teleseminars. And my question is, one, and I know you probably mentioned this before, but I'm just trying to remember, how are you getting the people on the teleseminars? Like, I know using social media, blogging, and article, but I just wanted to find out, since now you're so much bigger and know so much more, do you still find that's really good, or have you found other things that helped?
All right. Well, thanks for bringing up the five-pronged approach. I did slightly change it a year ago, 2013. Instead of talking just about article marketing as being one of the five prongs, I really changed that to content creation. So it would be articles, short reports, everything that you put out in the way of content, including audios, like what we're doing now. You and I are creating content. So the way that we get people on these teleseminars, and they're still crucial, I spent a few months, a few years ago, not doing any calls because I thought, well, my business is going well, and you know, I'm where I want to be right now and everything, and I stopped doing the calls, and it was a huge mistake. So I went back, and instead of doing them once a week, as I had been doing, I started doing them once or twice a month because it's still important to reach out to people. So there are different ways that you can do it. Your own list, of course, is going to be the best way to get people on. But if you're at the very beginning and maybe you only have 10 people on your list, and like me, a couple of those were my pets that I created email accounts for, and a couple were friends and neighbors, so I didn't have very many people, you want to reach out on social media. So this is exactly what I recommend doing. Make sure that you're connected on LinkedIn and connect to me, because I now have a reach of over 15 million on LinkedIn. So I'm Connie Reagan Green on LinkedIn, and the email that you receive emails from me, that's my email, because they'll ask for an email address sometimes. So on LinkedIn, you can connect your LinkedIn to Twitter. So I would let people know that I have a call and what the topic is and how they easily can get to the page. And when you do it on LinkedIn, do a status update, you can also do LinkedIn and Twitter simultaneously. So that means you don't have to go to Twitter. So you update that. And I would let people know a couple of hours before, and then let them know about 5 or 10 minutes before. Do the same thing on Facebook. And this is how I started bringing more and more people in over time. And finally, they join your list. They find out when your calls are going to be. And they're excited to listen to you, to learn from you, and they want to share their information with other people and to ask you questions. So is that helpful?
Yeah, it is, because I'm writing down what you're saying. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. And also, you want to start connecting with people and with groups. And people know that I recommend NAMS and I recommend Dennis Becker. And those are places where you have a platform that's ready-made, where you can talk about, you know, calls that you're doing, or in your signature line, you can say, you know, be sure to listen to my next teleseminar. Be sure to dial in for that. So these are places where you already have hundreds and hundreds of people. Both of them are approaching 1,000 members, and that's a place where you can, you know, go in and let people know what you're doing. Also, do a blog post where you talk about the calls that you're doing. Like with me, I have the domain askconnieanything.com. That's the domain I was trying to change in GoDaddy when I found out that all my domains were locked. I tried to update it to the new instant teleseminar code, and it wouldn't allow me to do that. So I called up, and they said, oh, yes, we're going through this. I was on the waiting with them for 30 minutes. Before they could even take my call, and I figured I wasn't the only person having issues with that. So the answer really is, DiTorelto, let everybody possible know that you're doing these calls. And also, when I did them weekly for a year and a half, I did them Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific because that time worked for me. That's when my Rotary meeting was on Wednesday, so the Rotary meeting was over. I had time to stop at the store or the post office or something after the meeting, come home, relax for a few minutes, and then be ready for my call at 3 o'clock my time. So do them on a regular day and time if possible, and do it at a time that's good for you because we'll have people from around the world, so it's always convenient for some, inconvenient for many. And if you allow a replay, that works.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
and
you
give,
so much, Pat.
You're welcome. Give us the best URL where we can see what you are doing.
Oh, pitterpatterfeet.com, P-I-T-T-E-R-P-A-T-T-E-R, and then feet.com.
Okay, pitterpatterfeet.com. I'm going there
yes.
right now. And there's your gorgeous picture.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Kathy is saying, and Kathy's local here. She says, what's the best hosting for podcast? Is Amazon S3 okay? Yes, Amazon S3 is really perfect, and it's extremely, extremely low cost, which I like. My very highest bill, I think I finally hit $10 one month, but my typical bill there is $4, $5, $6 a month. And I have a lot of audio and a lot of video and webinars that people are downloading and watching over and over. So it's very, very low cost. Now, I'm using Instant Teleseminar, and you can go to teleseminarstrategies.com if you want to start for a dollar and see how that works. But I have everything hosted right there, as well as a whole lot of audios for my different courses that I continue to teach and have taught. And the plugin that you need is a free one, and it's called PodPress. And just go into plugins in your dashboard, and you can add that right there. All right. Another thing here, and we'll do this. We're gonna use Pitter Patter Feet as our example. And if you're on the line, I'm going to be asking for another question in just a moment. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look behind the scenes on DiTorelto's site. And when I do that, I see that she's using the orange flower theme, and it's based on HTML5 version 1.2, and gives me lots of great information. And I see that she only has two plugins. She has Google Analytics for WordPress and CommentLove. Now, how am I able to see this so quickly? I'm at a site called whatwptheme.com. And I love sites like this. It's so much fun. And you can take a look. And so when I take a look at that, then I would recommend that you add some plugins. Or if you really want to know all the details about plugins, you can go to the product that I created with Adrian. And that's I want to make sure I've got the right one here. Top WP Plugins for Business.com. That's a $7 course. Top WP Plugins for Business.com. All right. But what I'm going to recommend for you, DiTorelto, is that right away that you add WordPress SEO. And it's by Juus de Valk. He is a fellow from the Netherlands who is quite brilliant. And I'm not the only person who feels that way. But you do want to have the right plugins. All right.
Okay.
Who, yes.
Oh, I apologize. How do you spell his last name? De Valk.
Oh, you don't need it. You don't need it. You'll just see it when it comes up. But
okay.
It's just
great.
Called WordPress SEO.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Who else has a question for us? I have lots of people here. Don't be shy. All right. Let me go to another question on the page. Carol says, I have a question for you regarding hosting. I see that there are different degrees, really different levels on Bluehost, VPS, dedicated. Do you need one of these to host a membership site? Well, big changes happened with hosting in 2013. And if you listened to my last call, my new rules for online marketing. Oops, somebody in Houston, I'm going to have to close out that line. All right. If you listen to my new rules for online marketing, then you will know that I have switched over to Liquid Web, and you can go to connieloves.me/liquidweb, LIQUIDWEB. And the reason I did this is because the main companies that do hosting, and I've had accounts with both for quite a while. Let me go here. I want to look at Liquid Web and see what that page is showing. They were purchased by a conglomerate at some point during 2013, and that includes Bluehost, HostGator, and one other that I can't remember the name of. It was one I wasn't, you know, as familiar with. And here, I'm not getting to where I need to be. I want to make sure that I'm sending you to the right place. And as a result, those sites, you know, that we have there are down on a regular basis. I was down again the other day. Now, I have 350 sites, so I can't move them over in a 24-hour period. It doesn't work like that. I'm having them moved over slowly, and I'm having my tech person do it.
A little call.
So what I'm recommending,
no.
Right, I hear somebody talking, so I'm going to close out that line. Remember, we can hear every single word when you're on these calls. So what I'm recommending is that people kind of just get started with Liquid Web and use it for everything. You finally won't want to use HostGator or Bluehost for anything, which means during this year, during 2014, when my, here we go, yeah, connieloves.me/liquidweb. And then when I go there, I want to make sure. All right, if it's a noisy line, I'm going to close it out. Yeah, it says introducing private cloud. Now, what was interesting is that in my memory, when my mentor Armin Morin first talked about Liquid Web back in 2008, in my memory, it was going to cost $200 or $300 a month for hosting. And back then, that was just cost prohibitive for me. I didn't have the money to do that, or I felt that I didn't. Well, now it's very different. You can get everything that you need for $50 or $60 a month. And that's a huge, huge savings over what it was in the past. And it means that if you're sharing hosting with any other sites, they can't pull you down. If they get a virus, they can't affect you. If there's any kind of problem, you have your own hosting there. And also, the customer service is to die for. I don't remember when I last had customer service like Liquid Web offers. It's just amazing. They really care about you as an individual and what you're doing with your business. So that's so, so important. And I'm encouraging everyone to get started there as quickly as possible and do it the way I'm doing it. I just brought over a couple of sites first. And now, starting this next week, my tech person will bring them over 5 at a time. So that way everything can be done within a couple of months. Now, like I said, I have 350 sites. Very few of you have more than probably 10 sites, so you can do it in a week. So with me, my goal is to not renew my accounts with Bluehost or with HostGator, and just to use everything from Liquid Web. So that's my answer to that question. All right, and Helen is saying Juiced is pronounced Yoast, like the name of the plugin. You know what? I appreciate that because his company, we're talking about the WordPress SEO, his company is Yoast, Y-O-A-S-T. That's the name of his company. I didn't realize that that was a phonetic spelling for Yoast DeValk. So hopefully I'm saying DeValk all right. Thank you so, so much, Helen. All right. And here somebody is asking, what's the best way to build a list for visual images? I don't understand the question. So give me more information. All right, Kate says, I'm trying to learn more about using social media. What recommendations do you have regarding social media education resources such as courses, books, etc.? I used to teach a social media marketing explained course, and I don't anymore because I think the best way is to jump in and do it. People are learning too much and doing too little these days. That's my observation. So before you even think of taking any classes from anyone, or, I mean, you can read some books. You can go to Amazon and get a book if you want to, but things change very quickly. So this is what I'm recommending. Start an account on Facebook, your own personal account. So before you create pages or groups or anything, your own personal account. Go there two or three times a week for 10 or 15 minutes. That's all. That's all I do. Sometimes I don't even do that. Set up an account on Twitter. Use your name there if it's available. Go to Twitter a couple of times a week. Stay 10 minutes. You really don't need to stay any longer. I don't even know if I'm there that much on Twitter. LinkedIn, the same thing. LinkedIn, I'm there maybe once a week, maybe. I just did a thing where I went in and updated my profile, because then that gets sent out to lots of people. It reminds them that you're there. So that's important to do. But LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, I'm using Pinterest more and more. But you have to spend time there and ask people questions right there. That's you interacting with people. So that if you have something coming up, like a product that you want to release, or a teleseminar that you want to get the word out on, you have social media connections. So, so important. All right, let me see what else we have here. Al. Oh, Al has signed up for my event. Yes, I have my Weekend Marketer Live event, the second one. I had done events with a lady named Dr. Jeanette Cates for a few years, and we stopped doing them, and I have now started doing events again on my own. So my first one was in October. It was wonderful. I call my events boutique events, which means that I cap them at 40 people. We had about 35 in October, and I'll be capping it at 40 for April. It's April 4th, 5th, and 6th. You can go to weekendmarketerlive.com, but the page has not been completely updated. There will be new speakers and some new topics, but basically it's for new online entrepreneurs, and I would love to have you there. So Al says that he's already booked, and he wants to have as much done as possible before then, and he's planning now. But remember, it's not mandatory. You don't need to have anything completed before you arrive, but it is a good goal to be working on things now. And let me see. See if you have a question. It looks like it's more coaching, so this is not a coaching call. Let me see. Should I arrange? Al, you'll have to contact me. This is more coaching questions than things that I can really handle here. All right, and Al also says he has lots of PLR, private label rights content, which we have to have. I have annual memberships or lifetime memberships to many sites because I need that content. I can't possibly create as much content as I need on my own. All right, and he says, sorry if you've answered this 100 times before, but how much PLR should one rewrite, if any? All right, and, you know, like when I was in the classroom, I taught for 20 years, and I can remember 1 year I was teaching fifth grade, and somebody asked me something. It was about math, and I explained it again. And another child said, you know, don't ask her to explain it again. She's already said that 100 times. She's going to get tired of explaining it. And I said, when I do get tired of explaining, tell the principal that you need a new teacher. Because a teacher should never get tired of explaining something a million times. And they understood. And I was so glad that I said that. And I'm going to say the same thing to you, Al. It doesn't matter if I've answered it 100 times before. I'm glad to answer it, because there are people who are going to listen to this right now and later on that need the answer. So in terms of rewrite, it depends on what you're rewriting it for. If you're rewriting it for an article directory, how about 95%? Because they can pick up even a couple of sentences that are PLR very quickly with their software, and they won't allow that. For your own blog post and for short reports, I recommend rewriting at about 50%. So that means you spend some time, you might have someone that helps you when it comes to going through and rewriting it. And it's so, so important then to actually do that. So that is my answer. All right, Peggy is saying, is there any chance that you can do these calls at a different time? You know what, Peggy, I do them at different days and different times. That's why there's always a replay of the teleseminar, and it always gets turned into a podcast. So if you go over to iTunes and search for Connie Reagan Green, you'll see that I have two different podcasts on marketing. Also, if you go to my main sites, either ConnieReaganGreen.com or hugeprofitstinylist.com, you'll see that I host each of those podcasts on one of those sites, because to host through PodPress, the free plugin, you can only host one podcast per site. So luckily, I have two main sites, the ones I just told you, and each one hosts one of those podcasts, so you can always get that information. All right, so Jan says, I'm offering quote picks packages and want to build a list for people using them. Okay, so I understand. What I love about those, and I don't know what I call those. I guess they're pictures. They're JPEGs, and they have an inspirational quote in them. So we were just giving away some from NAMS, and you can still get those. Go to connieloves.me/25graphics. 25 graphics. You can still download those. So if you're doing that, there's a huge, huge market for that because we can never get enough of them, Jan. So what you want to do, you said you've been offering them on social media, I guess, with very little response. Yeah, you want to build your own list. So I would build a list based on what you're doing, what your niche is, and what talent and gift you have to share. And it sounds like a wonderful one with all of the images. And I would start talking about them and give people some images to get them to opt in. Because if you give them, just say, maybe 10 of these quote picks and explain what a quote pick is, because when I first saw that, I had to think about it in my mind. So explain what it is and even show some samples right there on your blog, and that's how you can get people to opt in, because if we download something for free, we're probably interested in having more of that. And another thing that you could offer, this is what I really don't see, maybe I haven't looked for it, but this, I think this is a great idea. Why don't you let people suggest some quotes that they would do? Like maybe they're saying, I'd love to see a picture of a dog, a puppy dog. Maybe they're out in the snow, and this is what the saying would be, the quote would be. So that's an idea of how to do it. All right, is there anyone else on the line that would like to ask a question and share their site with the world? I have the shyest people anywhere. All right, let me look through and see if I have missed any questions. All right, I don't believe that I have. And let me take a look. Is there anything else that I wanted to share with people? Oh, here, there is something. I got a wonderful email from Ronnie Nishme today. And if you know Ronnie, he lives in the Toronto area. And I will be actually speaking at an event in May in Toronto and meeting him for the first time there. I was in Toronto a year ago speaking, and he was not available. His wife was about to have a baby a couple of months later, and they were very, very busy with many things, and we didn't get to meet. So his email today was about storytelling and the importance of doing that. And he says that stories need to be shared. Your story is what makes you unique, puts you at the top of your industry, and that certainly has happened for me. It really has. People remember my story. Your story needs to become, it's necessary to establish trust, respect, credibility, and likability. When you master the art of storytelling, you can sell without selling. You sell by sharing. I love this. All right, so I left a comment on his site, and he wanted me to tell my story, and so I did. I said, I worked as a classroom teacher for 20 years and in real estate simultaneously in my spare time. So that's kind of ha-ha. I was exhausted and missed every important moment with my family, including when one person became a U.S. citizen. I missed that ceremony. After surviving cancer multiple times and a serious work injury, I prayed for a way to earn money from home to be able to meet all of my financial obligations with grace and ease. That came in 2005 when I discovered that I could have an online business. It was a struggle for me during my first year, so I vowed that the people who came to me for help would not have to go through the same struggle. Since then, I've been working with new online entrepreneurs and helping them to become profitable more quickly. So that's my story in a nutshell, and it's about, what, 3-4 paragraphs. I can say it in 2 or 3 minutes. Practice telling your story. You can tell it to yourself in the mirror, You can tell it to someone that you meet for the first time, but see what that story sounds like. And I believe everyone has some struggle somewhere. And if you're willing to open up about that struggle and share that with people, people resonate with that. When I talked about working 7 days a week and how exhausting that was, I was really amazed that so many people could understand that. I didn't realize that other people were doing what I was doing, as I was basically working two jobs so I could make enough money. And it was so exhausting, because if one little thing gets thrown off, just say that you are sick, if you have a bad cold, or someone in your family has a situation where you have to maybe pick them up at a different time or do something special for them, take them to a medical appointment or something, then finally you feel like you're just at your wit's end. And I didn't realize there were so many people doing that because I was so caught up with my own life. And I wanted to have time freedom, number one, financial freedom, number two. So I came online really just wanting to replace the income that I had been making teaching and doing real estate, which was $125,000 to $150,000 a year, depending on how busy real estate was. And that really took me 6 or 7 days a week, 12 months a year, to be able to do that. And I wanted to just and have that time, you know, more at home and just doing my own thing. So it definitely can be done. All right, let's see if there's a last question. All right, and Kathy says, how do you open up the line? So let's see if you are on the line now. I am not seeing your name there, so if you didn't call in, I can't open it. All right, and Al says he's on the line now. He wants a shout-out to cheeseburgerabs.com, and he says his site will be rocking very soon. Well, that's wonderful. I've loved having people here today. I appreciate you so, so very much, and I want you to listen to all the calls in the podcast series. Also, I want you to go to my sites. Go to ConnieReaganGreen.com. Go to HugeProfitsTinyList.com. You must have a WordPress site to build your business. It's your foundation. It's your home on the internet. Go through two or three of my posts on each site. Find one that you can leave a comment on. That's the first step to really getting that visibility that you want and need for your business. So tell me that you are on the call today and that you are leaving a comment, because this post is of interest to you for some reason. And let me know if you have a question. Also, I use a premium plugin called Comment Love. It will show everybody who comes to see that post and looks at your comment, it'll show your last post. And I love that part very, very much. So take care, everyone. Again, this is Connie Reagan Green from Huge Profits Tiny List. Subscribe to the podcast to listen to all of the calls in the series.
Thanks, Connie.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Connie.